Welcome to the Building BN podcast, where we take an inside look at Bloomington Normal economic development with industry pros, local businesses, and community partners. Hosted by your BN EDC. Well, I mean, to start every podcast, we have to ask the background of our guests, but you have been on before, but just as a recap for the listeners, Randall is our rural fellow who is an ISU fellow as well. Do you want to go ahead and clean up your dog's puke?
Oh, no. Did he just puke? Yeah.
All right. So to start off every podcast, we like to get the background on our guest, but Randall's been on before, and this is her final episode, and actually the day before, the eve of the last day, as she wraps up 11 months here at the EDC as a Stevenson Fellow and from ISU, and for us, she's been our Rural Fellow. So welcome back on the podcast.
Thanks. Happy to be here. Yeah. As a quick recap, I guess I can say where I'm from and what I studied.
For sure.
So I'm from New Mexico originally, and I've been living in Illinois in Bloomington Normal for 2 years now while I've been at ISU. And I just recently technically graduated from ISU with my master's in applied economics with a focus in community economic development.
Very cool. So that's why it's a great fit here. And, one of your roles was really to try to, get our services out to the rural communities. But you're also here in a time where I felt like the state launched tons of programs.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. A lot of grants. And Casey and I would go canvassing in uptown and downtown just to let business owners know about all the opportunities and applications and let them know that we were there to answer any questions for them as well.
And what was the last one that just wrapped up? Was it like B2B?
Yeah, it was back to business, and it was kind of catching all the other businesses that didn't qualify initially during COVID. This one targeted restaurants, hotels, and then any like performing arts arts businesses. Yeah.
And the other one, which really goes along with rural, is some of the broadband stuff. There's always dollars that are out there for that. I don't know if anyone successfully figured it out, but it's cool that everyone's working on it.
Definitely. Yeah.
So I'd say, okay, since not like exit interview style, but I guess what was one of your favorite things about working here at the EDC?
Ooh, there are a lot of things that I really enjoyed. I think a few things. I really enjoyed the atmosphere here at the EDC. I enjoyed that it was a small, close-knit group of us. So anytime I had any questions, I enjoyed the open door policy, and everyone was really willing to help me out and help me learn some things. And what else? I mean, one of the biggest things that was fun for me too is Casey and I would go out to visit rural communities and the mayors. Just nice to get out of the office and feel like your outreach is going beyond Bloomington Normal and reminding them that we serve the county and not just Bloomington Normal.
And that is one of the harder things to do, being a county the size of Rhode Island. I mean, it's a lot of, I think it's like 22 municipalities, so it's a lot of people to try to get around. And I think a lot of people forget about that because Bloomington Normal is a large economic driver, but there's been a lot of success in a lot of the smaller communities. So making sure that they're aware of some of the opportunities that we have as well, and other tools in the toolbox. With that, though, I mean, outside of the papers you had to write, like, what were some of the challenges you could see in economic development?
Ooh, some of the challenges. I think a lot of people have conflicting initiatives and tasks that they want to get done, whether that's from business to business or from community to community. So getting everyone on board and also getting people engaged as well can be pretty difficult. It's hard to, get someone riled up to fill out an application for a grant. And you're like, come on, it's money out there and you can do it. Just have to sit down for a few hours and get all your paperwork in. But yeah, it can be hard to motivate people.
I think one of the biggest challenges about our industry is most people don't understand it. It's almost like our own language. We're not that visible. So whenever you say like, hey, I'm from the government, I'm here to help, there's not a lot of buy-in there. And then also, like you said, some of the time that it would take, I've had people before when we had some of these grants, they're like, well, that's going to take me a couple hours. And I'm like, yeah, but it's for $50,000. So break that down per hour. And they're like, okay, good point. And then they fill it out. But yeah, it's hard to get people to buy in something that they're not familiar with.
Definitely. I think even when Casey and I would go canvassing and we would hand them our business cards or something, they would look at us like they were in trouble at first. We're like, we're from the Economic Development Council. And they're like, oh,
what did we do? Yeah.
We're like, no, this is good news.
Yeah, we're not here for an audit. We're here because the state has programs, or even there's programs locally now, and we're just trying to share those.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Okay, so I guess, you know, coming from where you're at, you know, what's the biggest change between home and, you know, Bloomington Normal, the biggest difference?
Ooh, that's a good question. I went back recently to New Mexico for my younger sister's graduation, and I think the biggest change that I see is that, well, people in this area seemed way more motivated for change and receptive to it.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know what it is about New Mexico. They are just stuck in their own ways, but it seemed a little run down, and I could see a lot of potential for that community, but it seems like they're not as willing or receptive to change.
Yeah, I think some of that is forced, you know, especially now, like we're learning to adapt as we grow as much as we have. Like, I'm not sure if that would have been the sentiment, I guess, pre-pandemic, and because I think, you know, Rivian was new and people didn't know how real it was. But yeah, post-pandemic, as everybody kept growing, and now it seems like there's a lot of new, you know, members of our community that have moved in because of that. And actually, Casey just showed me a pretty cool report that hopefully we can get from Placer that shows some of that migration data. But yeah, I think there's a lot of new residents, and with the new residents come new ideas, and we're all learning to adapt. I also think having the university, you know, ISU brings a lot of that in as well. So what was your favorite part about ISU?
Man, I'm trying to think, because I only really spent 1 year on campus,
right,
and then the other year was, you know, here and kind of outside of the university bubble. I mean, what I liked about ISU, kind of similar to here, is I feel like the professors that I had, and especially the program too, they really wanted to support you and help you in any capacity, so I really enjoyed the support, and that's one of the reasons why I picked the Stevenson Center as a program that I wanted to do. Also, the campus is really nice too. The quad can't beat it. Yeah, especially in the spring, and ooh, it's looking nice.
Like, I know the mascot is, you know, the red bird, but I mean, there's some pretty chunky squirrels over there. That and the geese, like Bruce the goose, I always see on social media. Actually, can you describe a little bit, I guess, about the program? Because I know Casey had covered it on his as well, but just for any other prospective Stevenson fellows, it might be a good opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a 2-year program, and there's 5 different sectors that you can fall into, and that's sociology, anthropology, political science, kinesiology and recreation, and economics. And to qualify for the program, you have to do, I think, at least some sort of service, whether that's a year or 2 years. So typically we have Return Peace Corps volunteers that apply, or AmeriCorps, but I think it could be other types of service as well. I think military might count. And yeah, so the program is 1 full year of intensive coursework, which is true. It was very intense. And then your second year, you get to apply your coursework into a fellowship and work for an organization. And the organization can be in Illinois or in another state. Just kind of depends how you match up. And luckily, I stayed here in Bloomington Normal. And that's exactly what I wanted to do as well.
What were your thoughts on our One Voice trip?
Oh, that was a lot of fun.
Well, so I was like, because you've got a background from D.C., so it's kind of like going home a little bit.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was good to see another side of D.C. too, because when I lived there for 4 years, I think I stuck to certain areas. But yeah, I also thought it was good to have different parts of the community collaborate and be there together. We had, you know, people from the town and city, and also union members and different organizations, so it was nice to get them all in one room and then really work towards bringing resources back to the community. So felt really nice to work together.
An update on that, I believe it's gone through the House, so four of our projects, you know, and we've been pretty successful at bringing dollars back. So, yeah, we'll find out in December if they all get funded, but it's rare, you know, if maybe one of those gets funded after three or four trips, but to have four going through. And so it was a great time for you to be a part of that, to see it. Then also, shout out to the amazing Winston. You know, he did a great job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stand-up comedy, roasting us a little bit over dinner. But yeah, it was amazing food out there. It's one of my favorite parts. But you're right, seeing the collaboration of the community, you know, going to work for the citizens and bringing dollars back to invest back in is like the basis of economic development.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the good food out there, you know, do you have a favorite food item here in town? Like, this is like, if someone's coming in town, it's like, you got to go here and you have to get this.
Hmm. Well, last time I said a cronut from Martinelli's, and now I'm trying to think. I'm just a creature of habit, and I keep doing the
going
same
back.
Thing.
Yes.
Every Saturday, I'll walk over the there. It helps that I live downtown, and yep. I can just go get one. Man, what have I tried recently? Courtney, didn't you say you had like a pumpkin latte, pumpkin bread latte?
Oh, that was a banana bread
banana.
Latte.
Banana.
From
yes.
Lab Coffee.
Okay. I need to try
that.
You
need
that.
To try it.
That mm-hmm. one.
Yeah.
You have to go.
Well, I'll go do that. It'll probably become my favorite.
So then, I don't think we talked about the perfect day before, but like, what would that perfect day look like now since you've been on the inside?
Ooh, again, I'm a creature of habits. So I think it would be, you know, taking advantage of the trail. I bike more now than I did previously. And checking out maybe Lake Evergreen, I think I said that last time, and some of the breweries as well. I hadn't been to White Oak last time that we recorded,
okay.
And shout out to White Oak. They're my favorite brewery.
I'll say, if you're going to rank them, are they the top?
Yeah, they're definitely the top. I'm more of a like IPA and
okay.
hazy IPAs,
okay. yep.
And they have some of my favorites.
Nice.
Yeah.
I haven't been there in forever. I need to check that out.
Yeah.
It's a time of year to go there, too, because of the extra outdoor
nice
seating.
Nice weather.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, check out White Oak. And if there's anyone doing music outside, definitely take advantage of that, too. Like, I like going to Mystic Kitchen on Wednesdays. Yeah, in the summer months, they start in May, they have someone performing every Wednesday.
Oh, Mystic does?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, outside. It's nice.
Yeah, we come down to Uptown Normal for the Normal Live, because there's mm-hmm. on Wednesdays as well. And I'm pretty sure they've got concerts that are going to be going on in the square. It just seems like there's music or something going on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's the Saturdays in the square. I don't know.
Saturdays in the
yeah.
square?
Okay. Yeah.
That makes sense. So I guess another question. What do you think about the brand since you're a part of that whole launch?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I like it. Yeah, I like the story behind it, too, and the roads leading up to Bloomington Normal and how they're incorporated together. So it's exciting to see it take off as well. Some videos, you know, getting a lot of views, going a little viral. Yeah.
We have been enjoying watching those videos mm-hmm. and seeing the comments come in. So.
Exactly. And I really enjoy the NIL videos, mm-hmm. too, from the students and seeing their own spin on things and places that they go to. So it's exciting. Exciting that it's launching and doing well, and mm-hmm. I want to see how it goes continuing forward.
You have to get social media. And you can start using our
hashtag.
Whoa,
that's a fun fact. You don't have social media?
She does.
I don't.
Wow.
I don't have Facebook. I don't have Instagram.
No Twitter? No?
No Twitter. I mean, I have, like, Reddit.
Yeah.
But I kind of just lurk.
That's a very fun fact. I don't know a lot of people that don't have social media.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I guess you can check back in and see how the brand's going. But for anyone who didn't know, we did launch a job board. Courtney got that up. I think it's called BN Works.
Yes.
And it is underneath lifemultiplied.org, because we wanted to have a place for, you know, people to go once you're on the website. I mean, it's cool to download the restaurant guides and see what's going on. But at the end of the day, we want you to work here.
Right. And, I mean, having that with those jobs based in McLean County, mm-hmm. it just gives that extra filter to people job searching and not having to, you know, go in and take those filters off. So it's easy access.
True. And there's plenty of jobs. And, we're still in the conundrum of having one of the lowest unemployment rates in the state of Illinois and then having all these jobs. So, mm-hmm. I mean, kind of the whole point of the brand is, like, how do we get more people to stick around or move to the community, and then hopefully some of these residential projects, you know, get completed by the end of the year, and then we're going to fire up a come home campaign.
Yes, we are.
I might be using that job board later.
Well, I'm sure if you need a recommendation, I'm more than happy to give that. You've been great to work with. Definitely love the deadpan sense of humor that goes along with it. But I know, like, filling out the RFPs and meeting with the rural mayors, it's no easy task, especially, like I said, speaking with a little bit of a foreign language of what we do, because our brand is not as big as we'd like it to be, but that's why we're doing this podcast, so hopefully more people are aware. Is there anything else you'd like to cover?
So what are your plans after
I wasn't
going to
put
it
on the spot, but
Oh, I need to decompress.
Are you sticking around Bloomington Normal?
I think for the time being, yeah. Definitely awesome. Want to stick around. I've grown to really like this community.
Nice.
And I thought that I might, but now especially being here and working at the EDC and understanding that there is a lot going on, it's made me appreciate the community a lot more. So I'm going to stick around. I need to decompress this summer. So
take the summer off.
Exactly. Going to take the summer off. I'm becoming an aunt, so I'm going to go see my future nephew at some point and then just travel around to some national parks and really just enjoy the summer.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe do another visit to the float tanks that we all did.
Oh my gosh.
That's how I like to decompress.
Yeah, true. You could go do that.
That was very nice.
That's awesome. So, I mean, yeah, that's a great testimonial, especially for the brand. That's kind of the point. We want people to, I think when they get here, they start to notice that there is something and you can see yourself here. But a lot of people, you know, especially up in Chicagoland or the bigger cities, think there's nothing but corn here. And I think that's part of the brand, to let people know that there's a lot more going on than you might think. And I think once they get into town, they can see it and actually feel it. And now if we can get some houses, then they can actually move here.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So awesome. But yeah, thanks again for your time here. Hopefully it was a good experience. Again, let us know if you ever need a recommendation. More than very glad to hear you're going to stay. Didn't want to put you on the spot.
Thanks, Courtney.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, great testimonial for the brand itself, and we'll probably use that quote somewhere on a social media post.
Yeah, feel free. You got my
consent. You won't see.
You won't see.
Just send me a link. Text it to me. Yeah.
Awesome. And then also, yeah, thanks for bringing the employee of the month here multiple times, Mr. Chago.
Oh yeah, he got hurt and now he's just throwing up everywhere around the office.
He's been a good mascot through some stressful times.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Yeah, thanks for letting me bring him in.
Yep, for sure. Definitely a dog-friendly office. Mm-hmm. Helps out a bunch. Cool. Anything else you want to cover?
I think we're good.
Yeah, thanks for everything. It's been a good year.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, good luck in everything you do going forward. Godspeed.
Thank you.
Tune in next week as we continue to take an inside look at Bloomington Normal's economic development with industry pros, local businesses, and community partners, and learn more about our BN Advantage.